Once upon a time, a couple of smart young guys started a company in a garage in Palo Alto, California. The year was 1939, and the guys were Bill Hewlett and David Packard. They not only launched the Hewlett-Packard Company, but they built the foundation for what grew into Silicon Valley. And today, the iconic company announced it's splitting in two. Why the divorce? Marilyn Gewax, senior business editor for NPR, is here. And Marilyn, first of all, this split, what will it look like?
Well, the board put out a statement this morning, and they said that they're going to chop this 75-year-old company into two separate parts. Each one's going to have its own stock, its own mission, its own management. The first part is going to be called HP Inc., and it'll focus on personal computers and printers. And the other part is going to be called Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. And the word enterprise really kind of gives you a clue what they want to do. They're going to be a little more business-oriented. They'll be selling consulting operations, you know, big computer servers, data storage gear, that kind of thing to businesses. And each half is going to have sales of about $50 billion. So when they first divide, there'll be about two equally large companies. And so far, at least, the shareholders seem pretty pleased. The stock price rose. There's lots of drama behind the scenes on all of this, but at least on Wall Street, everything went pretty smoothly.
Well, we, of course, want to hear that drama. But first, what's the big picture here? Why would Hewlett-Packard want to split up?
Oh, man, the big picture is just it's a tough business to be in tech. You know, things change just so fast. You're constantly having to keep up. You've got to shape-shift all the time and spin off things and try to focus on what comes next. And, you know, consider this crazy thing. Robin, I know you probably remember those first mobile devices that came out, the Palm Pilot. Those were, you know, I mean, you look at a Palm Pilot from the late 1990s, and it looked like, you know, Fred Flintstone invented it to keep track of where, you know, when was Wilma's birthday or something. But, you know, at the time, that was very revolutionary. And in 2010, Hewlett-Packard bought Palm, and they were planning to get into this handheld business. And then a year later, they killed the product off. Yeah. So it's just a crazy sector. Things happen very fast. And the CEO of Hewlett-Packard thinks that she can, you know, divide these companies up so that they can scramble more quickly. She wants them to be nimble.
Well, this is the current CEO, Meg Whitman, but there were others prior to that. This is some of the drama you were talking about. You know, 1999, they had Carly Fiorina. So just trip through that for a second.
Right, right. You know, in the 1990s, when the dot-com bubble came along, it started to turn into like one of those TV dramas like Shonda Rhimes would put together, you know, the scandal kind of thing. So, you know, they had first Carly Fiorina, who was sort of a celebrity CEO, a woman in charge of this geeky company. She pushed them to buy Compaq Computer and turn it into the largest PC company out there. But the heirs of the founding family didn't like it. Maybe that's a hint of Dallas or one of the old TV shows. But anyway, the big battle breaks out. There's a brouhaha. Fiorina's out. Her replacement comes in. That's Mark Hurd. He got involved in all kind of messy personal scandals and accused of sexual harassment and all sorts of problems. He's out. Then another guy comes along. He's out in a year. It just is crazy. I mean, they went through one CEO after another, and then finally in 2011, they got to Meg Whitman.
Yeah. And she is someone famous for being CEO of eBay. She
ran
for governor of California back in 2010. And now she's done a 180-degree turn. She's going to spin off one of the companies. It's no longer going to be the Hewlett-Packard of old. And we'll keep an eye on it to see what happens going forward. Marilyn Gewax, senior business editor for NPR and the most recent divorce in the business world. Marilyn, thank you.
You're welcome.